Soil management in almonds, it certainly matters. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. May Collumber is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor, Fresno County.
You know, why do we need to manage the soil? We need to manage to potentially reduce the erosion, enhance drainage and infiltration, but then simultaneously boost the retention of moisture in the soil. We want to increase the nutrient availability. If we're dealing with salt issues, we want to see if we can mitigate that. And then ultimately, we want to create an environment that's good for tree roots. We want to enhance and sustain the long-term yield of our orchards. So when we think about the soil in terms of the profile, it's not consistent throughout the root zone where the tree expands its roots. There's layers of different texture, color, chemistry, and biological activity that it's important to understand for so many aspects of management. And if we think about dividing this into sort of two categories, we can think of the soil in terms of the topsoil, where most of our organic matter accumulates, where most of the biological life is, and the nutrients that are needed for growing our trees. The subsoils are these deeper layers, and they're often more important for understanding how it controls the flow of water through the soil system and how well roots can penetrate.
Which anchors the tree. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.